you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican right. Processional, step into that small confessional. There, the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican right.
Welcome and thanks for listening to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman, and coming up next, the world fears the U.S. Ex-Senator and former U.S. presidential candidate Mike Gravel says the U.S. is like a drunkard who charges to war with any country who might pose a threat.
Mike Gravel is the senator who exposed widespread atrocities by the U.S. in Vietnam War. Senator, has the U.S. committed crimes against humanity in Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, and why is no U.S. politician today exposing that?
I'm extremely concerned, I'm extremely horrified, and I'm extremely embarrassed over my country. I like the United States, but by the same token, I think my country is an imperial country that is going downhill, and our leadership doesn't even acknowledge the problem. We spend more on defense than all the rest of the world put together, and we're broke. 1/3 of our children don't even graduate from high school. We're 26th in the world with respect to education. Our health care system is a joke, and yet we're told, oh, we Americans, we're the smartest, we're the best in the world. This phony triumphalism, and it's turned into a device to cause Americans to live in fear. Fear of a terrorist attack on you as an individual, yet you have 1,000 times more likelihood to catch cancer than ever be hurt by that. And so here the United States in Afghanistan and Iraq and Vietnam in the era, all these American soldiers have died in vain. Died in vain. And this is a comment that I got from a general. He said, Mike, they died in vain. Look at Vietnam today, most favored trade nation status. It is still a communist country. So we ask yourself, 3 million Southeast Asians were murdered as a result of our activities, 58,000 Americans. And what has changed? Nothing. So this fear of communism and what it meant is that these people died in vain. They're dying in vain in Afghanistan today. They've died in vain in Iraq. When Obama says, you know, we're leaving, Maliki is throwing us out of Iraq. Maliki is a corrupt government, and you're going to see essentially a civil war. As soon as we leave the scene, it's going to be the mess that it was before. But all I can say about what the United States is doing, it's immoral. As a result of 9/11, we have altered our moral compass, and people begin to getting used to brutalizing each other. This is what happens. We Americans used to think, oh, what happened in Germany could never happen with us. Well, it's happening with us, and it's happening to the detriment of our global position, because we have lost we've lost respect, because people now fear the United States, because we're like a drunken person. We'll go to war anywhere if you threaten us. And then think of the morality of being able to, a government official, whether it's military or not, puts your name on a list. because he thinks you're a traitor or you're a terrorist. Puts the name on a list. Then we dispatch a drone to follow you, and then we eventually take it upon ourselves to kill you without any trial, without any evidence, and then kill about 10 other civilians that happen to be standing next to you. The morality of that, removing the responsibility. In fact, that was so difficult for people to understand, that when you drop bombs from the air on people, you don't see them die. They're down there. You don't see them. And so that removes the moral responsibility. I saw this serving in the United States Senate when we would debate and say, here, our actions are causing people to die. There's no sense of that. They're too far away. We've not matched the progress in the private sector of technology and science with the ability to govern ourselves in a proper fashion. We don't have a democracy. We have a system of representative governments worldwide, and that is not good enough for the people to govern themselves in the 21st century.
Is President Obama guilty of crimes against humanity over Libya and the continued participation in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Oh, I can give you the proof. After he got elected president of the United States, a lot of progressives felt that an Obama campaign, that he was going to be transparent and we're going to have a new level of democracy. He was asked a question as to whether or not there would be a possibility that we would begin an investigation of the invasion of Iraq by George Bush, which was a crime. It was an absolute crime. And what was Barack Obama's response? Well, we don't look back. That means we don't want you, the American citizens, to see what happened, because you may turn around and accuse us of doing the same thing. Well, it's even worse than that. It's not an accusation. He has been doing exactly the same thing as George Bush did. Here, most people aren't aware of the fact that last year, the Obama administration chased out of the United States, expulsed them, over 500,000 people expulsed from the United States. I mean, if we had a media that was at all honest, this would have been front page. This would have been hotly discussed. Here, Obama is raising $1 billion for his reelection campaign. And he's made the statement, which demonstrates what little respect he has for the people. He's made the statement, we're not going to take any money from special interest. Well, I'll tell you, the $1 billion is coming from special interest. And so he can tell you, looking right at you.
The West gearing up to attack Iran. How serious is that?
The irresponsibility of Netanyahu and the lies. No, I don't have to. I'm not telling you anything new. Sarkozy says he's a liar. So in my humble status as a private citizen, that I tell you that Netanyahu is a liar is not nothing new. But he is a liar, because he's made statements about Iran that are absolutely ridiculous. And all it is to create the fear for the people within Israel. He is part of the George Bush syndrome, and that is create a bunker mentality and create fear, because with fear you can make people do almost anything in a representative society. And that's what they're doing in Israel. Israel has the finest group of peace advocates right within. Whenever I speak about Israel, I always quote Israeli citizens. I don't quote knowledge that I pick up anywhere else, because they are the best critics. Read Haaretz, and you'll see what they think of the government. And so this whole ginning up of a war with Iran, very dangerous, because Iran is not Syria, not Lebanon. Iran is a proud nation. And they have missile capabilities. They won't have nuclear capabilities, but they have missile capabilities that they can rain down on Tel Aviv. Now, I can tell you, if they are attacked, they will attack back. And Israel is so vulnerable and so small that they will retaliate. They'll use nukes to retaliate, because they can't suffer to be destroyed. They'll use the end solution. So they nuke Iran. What do you think Pakistan's going to do with its nukes? What do you think China's going to do? What do you think the United States is going to do in retaliation? I mean, you could start a third world nuclear war by irresponsibly attacking Iran. The best way to solve the problem with Iran is leave them alone. They eventually built a democracy that we Americans destroyed with the British. Leave them alone, and the people will develop a democracy anew. Theocracy won't last. Theocracies are of the past. Just leave them alone. The same thing with North Korea. Take out the 26,000 American troops in South Korea and leave them alone, and they'll find their way to a better form of government.
Why are you worried about U.S. energy companies and what they're doing to the United States environment?
I'm very concerned, but also I'm very realistic. I came from an oil state, and I'm the person that brought about the construction of the Alaska pipeline literally single-handedly. I even had to fight the oil companies to get them to agree, and then they did the studies, the environmental studies. What we need to do is to require that a corporation comports to the environmental controls that the government puts in place. But the problem is the corporations own the government, so the controls are not very good. And that's the reason. But if you now give the people to make laws, they'll make laws that will regulate the corporations. The corporations need to be regulated. They are not democracies. The corporation is designed as an item of economic activity that is responsible to the shareholders. They're not responsible to the public. They're responsible to make a profit for the shareholders. And so if you have managers that have no moral conscience, in fact, corporations have no morality and no memory. They just are designed to make money. That should not be in command of society. And they are in command of society worldwide today. And that has to change, because that is going to lead to the destruction of our planet, because it is uncontrolled. And we see this with corporations, with the financial situation and the meltdown that's taking place. Again, that's irresponsible corporate activity that must be controlled. And of course, in the United States, you've got the conservatives and the tea parties. Oh, we got too much regulation. You know, trust the market. The market is the vehicle of greed and making profit. That's what you want to trust the life of your children to in the future? Don't you dare even talk about that. Corporations are a device that should be controlled by the people, and the people, the only tool the people have to control their collective activity is government. And so when people say government is bad, government is a tool. It can do good, it can do bad. If it's properly designed and controlled and in the hands of the people, and the people have a role in how the government will operate, now you have a win-win situation. I don't know if I mentioned to you the famous words of Marcus Cicero. Did I mention him? Okay. Well, it says it all, that people are free if they participate in power. I know of no country in the world today where the people are really free.
Mike Gravel, chairman of the Democracy Foundation, thank you for speaking with RT.
It's as dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. I never will forget one time when I was on a little visit down home in Ebenezer, Kentucky. I was talking to an old man that had known me ever since the day I was born and an old friend of the family. He says, "Son, you don't know how lucky you are to have a nice job like you've got and don't have to dig out a living from under these old hills and hollers like me and your pappy used to." When I asked him why he never had left and tried some other kind of work, he says, "No, sir, you just won't do that. If ever you get this old coal dust in your blood, you're just going to be a plain old coal miner as long as you live." He went on to say it's a habit, sort of like chewing tobacco. Come and listen, you
fellers so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It will form as a habit and seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, for danger is double and pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's a many a man I've seen in my day, who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard is wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mines. I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a digging my bones, where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
In Napoli, when love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
You can hear great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
Say we're gonna get funky, like a bow-legged monkey, gonna get down with the James Brown sound. Gonna get loose like a drunk goose. Gonna drive a red truck like a funky duck. Wanna get down tonight, get funky, let your groove hang, hey. Gonna take it to the top, gonna take it to the top.
As you saw me go, I was singing know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
That's all, folks.